concert band's first piece, Torch of Liberty, was composed by one of the greatest march composers, Carl King. Bitten by the circus bug, King began traveling with various show bands, and his trooping career peaked with the directorship of the Barnum and Bailey Circus Band in 1918. Stretching 73 miles from coast to coast, Hadrian's Wall was built to guard the wild northwest frontier of the Roman Empire. The wall was began in 122 AD during the reign of the Roman Emperor Hadrian, and still stands today. We hope our next piece captures the energy of the battles waged some 2,000 years ago atop Hadrian's Wall.
Thank you.
Monty Norman, Neil Hefti, and Quincy Jones all composed themes featured in our next offering. All memorable movies have unforgettable themes, and this next melody is no exception. We hope you enjoy Superheroes Are Us, featuring music from Superman, James Bond, Batman, and Austin Powers. Edvard Grieg is best known for his eternally popular piano concerto in A minor, as well as more than 150 song and lyric pieces. March of the Trolls is from his lyric pieces Opus 54. Trolls are a constant theme in Norwegian folklore and can be viewed as the equivalent of a boogeyman. Far to the north in Norway, where you see winter storms whipping up the weather-beaten coasts, you'll find dark forests with moonlit lakes, deep fjords surrounded by mighty snow-capped mountains, and rivers and cold streams cascading down the mountainside. This is where you might find the irritable, short-tempered trolls coming out of their hiding places after sunset, marching to wreak havoc on unsuspecting Norwegian households. ¶¶ The Temecula Valley in Southern California is home to a rich and varied history dating back over 1,000 years. In that time, it has been inhabited by native people, including the Temecula and Luceño Indians. Most recently, this beautiful area of rolling hills and vineyards has been experiencing tremendous growth and expanded into a vibrant community. The name Temecula comes from a Luceño Indian word, Temeconga, which has been translated into several different meanings, including where the sun breaks through the mist, which is the name of our final piece this evening.
Thank you. Ken Nugent.